On Monday, downed trees covered both sides of Redfield Street, and the whir of chainsaws and the growl of payloaders filled the air. Now most of the wood and brush have been hauled away. Some residents are waiting on damage estimates, including Mike Kane. A roof from a neighbor's house hit the side of his house. He has a hole in his roof, broken windows, and a smashed-in garage.
We actually had planned on moving prior to this, and so I think what we're going to do is get it fixed up and probably put it on the market. But we had planned on it anyway, not that we're moving because of the storm or anything.
Mark McConaughey is still waiting on a contractor to fix the roofs on his house and garage that were already damaged from a hailstorm a month ago. McConaughey says he was pretty lucky this time around. He lost a tree in the front yard and some shingles.
I don't know if the storm was just hopping or what the deal was, because there's buildings across the street that got a lot of damage, and then you look over and I didn't receive a lot of problems other than the mess. And then a neighbor across the way had a big tree fall on his house.
The National Weather Service says La Crosse was hit by an EF2 tornado late Sunday with winds of about 115 to 120 miles per hour. The La Crosse County Emergency Management Office says more than 100 homes in the city suffered at least minor damage. 9 businesses incurred major damage. Officials estimate the damage at more than $9 million. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.